Well, it would have been made on a potter's wheel, so it would have started off as quite a big lump of clay, and then she would have centred it and pulled the sides up to make a cylinder, and then drawn the sides out to make it into a round shape. And I can see that it's quite warped, so it either warped slightly in the kiln, or before she fired it, she altered the shape very gently to make it oval and undulating. So it's much bigger than a lot of her other work. So, and it would have been about 20% bigger when she made it as well. So she obviously set out to make a large pot at the beginning. It would have been about 2 or 3 kilos worth of clay at the beginning. And when you're centering that amount of clay on a potter's wheel, you've got a lot of centrifugal force as well. So it would have felt heavier at the time. And then not only that, but when it's full of water at the beginning. So as it dries out, it gets lighter. So and you would have to carry it around on a board and move it around the workshop and put it, take it in and out of the kiln as well, so it would have been quite a heavy piece. In order to make a piece like that, you'd have to be very strong and very skilled, so I think it's significant that it's not an early piece, it's more like a mid-career piece as well.